Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And let's not forget the great website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You get on that site only for the information. You pre-register for all the great events and the webinars that Craig James has. The Dow, with a great finish, as we've told you all morning, on Friday, 382 upwards. You're over 35,000 now. Futures down, though, about 104 as we speak. And the struggles continue, ladies and gentlemen, regarding the $3.5 trillion plan as far as the scaling down. So we'll see what that brings. And we welcome back the great Ferentino. Always good to have you back, sir. Mr. Craig Ferentino, Craig James Financial.
Good morning, Jay. How are you? It's good to be back. Yes. So on Mondays, we like to give the, you know, where are we? Let's take a temperature. Where were we since the beginning of the year? Dow closed 35,295 on Friday. For the week, that was up 1.6%, and the year-to-date is at 15.3%. The S&P 500 closed at 44.71, up 1.8% for the week. Year-to-date, 19% on the S&P 500 now. The NASDAQ, 14.897, 2.2% for the week. And year-to-date, almost 16%, 15.6 is the number. The European index, up 7.1% year-to-date. We have oil, 82 spot 23, $82. We broke through $80, Jay, while it was gone, and up 3.6% for the week, clearly the winner. Year-to-date, since January 1st, the price of oil up 69.5%. We can round up and say that's a 70%, Jay, 70%. It certainly is affecting people. I will tell you that right now. I was in California, and the gas station, Jay, on the corner of Pacific Coast Highway and Sunset Boulevard, $6.29 for a gallon of gas, 6.29. That's the retail price for gas, not here on Long Island, but in California. So I know that, and I'll tell you, it hurt bad filling up the gas. But that's inflation and all this and the policies, whatever policies about fuel, was very, very strong there. And when you start to pay $6.29 for gas, you start to think about it. I mean, that's more than it was in the 70s, Jay. Really, really terrible. All right. Well, hold that thought, Jay. Let me just finish up here. Today we get some news, industrial production, capacity utilization, both at 9:15 and 10 o'clock. The housing market index, 10 o'clock. And we'll see where those numbers are. And we're also going to hear from Albertson. The call is going on in about 5 minutes. Albertson, the big grocery chain. I bet you they're going to be talking about the cost of goods, the cost of food that Albertsons is buying, even on the wholesale level. We also hear from State Street. Steel Dynamics after the close. And this week is going to be a busy week. We're going to be looking at some more fundamentals and companies like Ulta is the new CEO took over from this Mary Dillon. Ulta is the cosmetic company. They've been doing well compared to just in the last month compared to Estee Lauder and Coty, which were down just for the month. Those are two big companies there. We're also looking at Goldman Sachs. It's the big winner last week. We heard all the bank earnings. And when the bank earnings came in, that means the markets are looking pretty good. We saw that while I was away. And we're going to hear some big news on Tuesday for Procter & Gamble. It's going to come out, and we'll see how their numbers are. The company is really has a lot of products, and there was times when you couldn't get certain products like paper and things like that. So some of the things that they manufacture. So we're going to take a look at what Procter & Gamble has. And Tesla and IBM will come out on Wednesday. So we'll see what those numbers look like at the event. And Chipotle also going to report this week. So we'll keep an eye on some of these certain very, very big things. This Thursday, we have a seminar, a webinar on cyber privacy. It'll be a lunch and learn, and we'll talk about this is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. October is, and this is our first chance to get to it. But and this is something that's very important. So if you want to learn how you're being exposed and what you can do to fix that, so that you can continue to browse the internet and maybe do some holiday shopping in a much safer way, perhaps in a container, we'll show you how to do that. So pork is already very expensive. Jay, you would not believe that the price of pork has gotten much more expensive due to supply chain issues. And not only that, but there's a new animal welfare in California, and it's a voter-approved measure, Jay, and it takes effect January 1st and requires that pork products sold within California, not the fuel I was talking about, not the gas, and that adhere to standards that mother pigs are given at least 24 square feet of space and kept out of gestation crates. This law is going to add cost to the price of pork, in addition to the supply chain issues. So a lot of things out there, Jay, for this week. Just want to let you know, there's 74 days left till the end of the year. Very important to know that.
Boy, $6.29 a gallon? That is unbelievable. Listen, you'd expect nothing less in that state, that's for sure. I mean, listen, we're all feeling it. I went shopping yesterday. I couldn't believe it. I was looking for bacon. Bacon's up almost 19.5%. Bacon, folks. I mean, it is ridiculous. Almost $8.75 for a pack of Oscar Mayer. It's unbelievable. This is what it is. Steaks are up 22%. You mentioned pork. Feeling it. We're feeling it everywhere we go. And, you know, this supply chain stuff, we're looking at everything, right? With the empty shelves and the rising prices, lots of frustration from all of us. That could continue well into next year, Craig. That's even more frustrating. If you heard any bites from the Transportation Secretary on the shows yesterday morning, Pete Buttigieg. I mean, he said yesterday that some of the troubles could be alleviated if Congress... See, this is the elixir, according to the mindset, right? All you have to do, folks, is pass the president's infrastructure proposal, and we're all home free. I mean, come on. I mean, it's unbelievable what you're hearing here. It's almost like we live in two different planets, you know? One side thinks one way, the other side thinks another way in another planet. It's unreal. It really is. And meanwhile,
We have to spend more money to save money. Is that what you're telling me, Jay?
Pretty much. It's unbelievable. It really is. And it won't cost one American one extra cent, right? That's the mantra of it all. It will not cost us anything in this thing. Meanwhile, you do remember, right? Those who make under $400,000, nothing to worry about as far as taxes and everything else. Okay. That's another good one, right? Anyway, we'll keep an eye on things. Another important day, and we'll see what is. I tell you, it's going to be very interesting, as you mentioned, 74 days left
in
this year.
74 days, Jay, if you're going to do something here, you're going to do a conversion to a Roth. Under this current tax system, we know we have 74 days. We don't know what next year will bring. But 74 days is what we could do this year, and time is running out.
And we look forward to talking with you, as always, on a Tuesday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the website again, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You stay well now. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great day.